Podsters, I'm coming in hot, and this episode is going to change your life. Today, we're going to talk about contagious optimism. I made that phrase up, I think. And what I mean by contagious optimism is you, me, all of us, thinking about our future and curating our future with a true, not a unrealistic, but a true core belief, core optimism. Optimism in your core. So that's what I'm saying. I have a big birthday coming up, Podsters. It's coming up in July, July 14th. All right. Shoot me a note. Shoot me a DM. I love celebrating my birthday. I am not the kind of person who hides from their birthdays. I think it's fantastic. I love to celebrate the day that I was born and I came crashing onto the scene. So July 14th, I have a big birthday and I am really excited about it. So this episode, we're going to talk about contagious optimism and how you can use this true belief and true optimism to curate the life of your dreams. Buckle up. Let's do it. Are you ready to speak up, stand out, and get your seat at the table? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unmute Yourself, the podcast where you'll get real life anecdotes and actionable tools for you to step into your strengths, debunk imposter syndrome, truly know your worth, and show up like you own the room every time. I'm your host, Nancy Medoff, who did the thing and followed my passion for empowering women like you to unleash that inner spark and become who you know you are meant to be. I'm a diehard foodie with a raging Skittles habit who will not stop until women everywhere unmute themselves and truly thrive at work, at home, or wherever you may be. Let's do this. All right, Potsters, we're getting right into it. We're getting right into it today because I can't wait to talk to you about this. I'm talking about contagious optimism or optimism in general. Let's keep it basic. So as I mentioned, I have a big birthday coming up, July 14th. It is big. It is bigger. Yeah, this is bigger to me than the other big one. So I am going to approach double nickels. And I know most of you are stunned because I know you're stunned. So double nickels, for those of you outside the US, that's 55. And I got to tell you, talk to anybody that's in my age bracket and they'll tell you, you never think you're going to be where you are when you actually are where you are. But my point is, I'm truly optimistic about turning this age and I'm truly optimistic about the rest of my life. And I want to bring that to you. I want to bring this optimism to you. I want you, if you're feeling great, to join me in feeling great. And if you're not feeling great, I want you to listen to this and maybe you'll have a little bit of hope. I know that this contagious optimism is not going to last forever with me. You know, I have my ups and downs just like everybody else. So let's get into it. All right. I have been very fortunate. I've been lucky. I've been blessed. I am very, very, very grateful for the resources that I have had at my disposal and the resources I've had access to. Some of the life that I've built and this business that I've built and everything is because I have access to these resources that a lot of people don't. And I think that's very important to recognize that if you are able, if you have the luxury of being able to start your own business or leave the relationship or reinvent yourself. And we're going to talk about that in a second. If you have the luxury, you kind of owe it to not only yourself, but the world to take that chance on yourself because not everybody has that. Some people are truly stuck. They can't make the change. And if you can, you're kind of doing a disservice to everyone else if you don't. That might be another podcast episode. However, some of the business and the life is that I have is because I made tough decisions and had the grace to honor those decisions. You know, that's key for me is when you make a decision about your life and you make a decision about how you want to live your life, you will get pushback. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what this decision is. Somebody somewhere is going to push back. So having the integrity and the belief in yourself and the boundaries and the commitment to yourself to honor these decisions, that's the game changer. That's the deal breaker for reinventing yourself or for just living a life where you thrive. So anyway, some of it is because I worked really hard. So again, I recognize that a lot of what I talk about, I'm able to talk about because I've had that privilege. And that is why I do a lot of the pro bono work that I do. I will absolutely come speak to a group who doesn't have access to the same resources that I had. I will absolutely do it pro bono, provided that that this is what's this is the situation. So happy to do it. That's a whole nother conversation. Anyway, so this is why I do a lot of my pro bono work. So anyway, because I have the luxury of being optimistic, I'm trying to read my notes, Podsters. Here's what's funny. Trying to read my notes and I can't read them because my handwriting is terrible. It doesn't matter what I do. I can't read them. So because of this big birthday, again, I'm looking at it as I'm on the back nine. And that used to make me really sad. And it used to scare me a little bit. Of course, it used to make me sad and scare me a little bit. I have fewer days in front of me than I have behind me. And that's very jarring when you think about it. And when you look at it that way, and here's why I'm not scared anymore, or here's why it's not sad to me anymore, because I know that the days I have in front of me, I know that I am going to make sure I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to be strategic. I'm going to be thoughtful about making sure that the quality of those days is the quality that I need them to be or that I want them to be. And when I say quality of those days, I mean who I'm spending my time with, how I'm spending my time, where I'm spending my time, what I'm doing, what am I ingesting? We talked about that last week. I would say the last week on the podcast. I think it was last week on the podcast. So I'm talking about quality of time, quality of friendships, quality of relationships, all of them that I choose to continue to invest in. It's incredibly freeing and it's incredibly empowering when you know that you will make it a priority that you have quality days ahead of you. You know, the universe throws all kinds of curveballs at us, and I am not afraid of health issues. You know, of course, there could be health issues. There, you know, God forbid something catastrophic happens. I'm saying that within reason and with my circle of influence, I know that they're going to be quality days. And there's two beliefs, I think, that got me here and that can get you, if you're not feeling contagiously optimistic, two beliefs. One is reinvention is not bullshit. And two, how I view my future impacts my future. I don't know why I write the notes, Podsters, because I can't read them and then it throws me off. All right. So reinvention is not bullshit. This is the first thing I want to say. I don't love that word, but that's okay because I think it's been a little overused. You can call it reinvention. You can call it rebranding. Perhaps the rebranding comes after the reinvention. You get to decide how you live your life. And these topics that we talk about here at the podcast, and when I go off on a tangent about something, or if I send an email out to my community about something, it's because it's top of mind right now and I'm passionate about it. And I think it comes in life, in and out of my life. I'm going to stop reading my notes. I think it comes in and out of my life, and it's just because it's situational. So you get to reinvent yourself anytime you want. I don't care if you're 22. I don't care if you're 62. We all have the opportunity to reinvent ourselves. Let me talk to the 22-year-olds, 22, 23. I know you're listening. I know you. You tell me you're listening. I love that you're listening. You all keep me going and keep me young and keep me optimistic about the future of the world, which is a whole other story. But anyway, I don't care if you're 22. If you're listening to this and saying, well, how can I reinvent myself if I haven't even invented myself yet? You were a teenager. Maybe you went to college. Maybe you went right into the workforce. You're perhaps a daughter or a sister or a partner or whatever you are, you still get to reinvent yourself. You can change direction anytime you want. And if you're 22, if you're 42, if you're 32, if you're 62, 72, it does not matter. Here's the rule. You have to put in the time and you have to have the chops to actually do it. I'm going to say that again. You have to put in the time and you have to have the chops. You don't get to just wake up one day and say, oh, you know, I'm going to wave my magic wand and the person I was before is not who I'm going to be anymore. And I know I say this all the time, that who you were is not who you will always be. I stand behind that. If you are willing to invest the time and you have the chops to actually do it, this reinvention change, it's scary. When I went out on my own in 2018, I was terrified. And people are shocked. They're like, oh, well, you're so confident, Nancy. Of course I'm confident. I'm confident most days. I'm confident in myself. That doesn't mean that I don't have a fear of failure. That doesn't mean that I don't have a fear of the unknown. Of course I do. I approach it differently. I use my three tools to overcome imposter feeling. Remember that? Reframe, recall, and remember. So all of this is to say you get to reinvent yourself anytime you want. And what I have found in all of the work I've done with people one-on-one, all of the work I've done with people in large groups, when you're reinventing yourself from a place of optimism and not rather than a place of fear or a place of, you know, I hate it here. I have to get out of here. I have to reinvent myself. You're going to have a lot more success if when you start these thoughts and these conversations and the work to do it, that you're coming from a place where everything's okay. I'm not saying that if things are bad, you need to wait until they get better. I'm saying that take a look at your thoughts and what's happening in your mind and make sure you're at a place where you can make sound decisions, because it's going to test you. It is going to test you, and you have to be in a good place emotionally, and you have to be willing to do the work. My first year in business, I think I made $30,000 my first year. Might have been less. So there's nothing wrong with $30,000. That's a lot of money to a lot of people. That was like almost-ish, 10-ish percent of what I was making when I was in the corporate world. So I knew I wasn't going to be able to step out of this high-paying job and immediately keep myself whole in terms of my income. I knew I would eventually. It takes a long time. So you have to be willing to do the work and you have to keep the long game top of mind. Okay, so that's belief number one. Belief number two, how I view my future impacts my future. I'm pretty sure I talked about this in my newsletter this past week. By the way, if you are not already getting the Confidence Community emails, there is no charge. There's a link in the show notes. This is basically, it's basically, here's what I'm thinking about this week with a few tactical tools. So do yourself a solid, sign up for it. Anyway, so you may or may not recall that I purposely spent some time in Florida in Q1. I live in Cape Cod. It is freezing. It is a tundra here. I love it. And at the same time, it's nice to get a little vitamin D on your face. It can get a little much. So I made a conscious decision to spend some time in Florida. And I remember I was sitting on the beach one day and I thought to myself, I need to do more of this. I live literally a 10-minute walk to the beach on Cape Cod, literally. And I can count on one hand the number of times I went to the beach last year. That's on me. So I remember thinking to myself, this is really nice. I need to make more time for this. So I'm sitting on the beach a few days later and Danny says to me, for those of you who don't know, Danny's my fantastic husband. He says to me, can I ask you something? I said, sure. He said, can we make an effort to do more of this? And I remember I said to him, I said, well, this is pretty big. What do you mean, honey? Like, what do you mean? Can you be more specific? And he said, this, sitting here and relaxing and just being and enjoying each other's company. And I thought to myself, this is the universe. This is, you know, when I say to myself, I need to do more of this, and I'm going to talk to my partner about it, and then my partner says the very exact same thing to me a couple days later, then I know we're aligned and I know that, okay, this is important. So let me tie this back to what I was saying. How I view my future impacts my future. So I'm going to view my future optimistic, and I'm going to view my future thinking, I am going to make time for these moments. I am going to make time. I'm going to make time to spend more time with this person. I'm going to make the time to focus on this in my business versus that in my business. Because I'm coming from a place of optimism and the belief that how I view my future will dictate my future, this is so incredibly true. We've talked about this 1,000 times on this podcast. It is all over all of my social media. and it's called confirmation bias. Confirmation bias is a bias that your brain has, and it's okay. It's not a bad thing. You will, when you believe something, your subconscious will call in data, facts, situations, people to reinforce that belief. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's bad if you believe something bad and then you validate your thoughts with your confirmation bias. When it works for you is you have a positive thought and you believe, let's say I believe that I'm going to retire at the age of 56. Okay, let's just say that's what I believe. What will happen is my confirmation bias will kick in and I will subconsciously find people who retired early at 56, people who believe that you can retire early and still thrive and have a second life after, you know, second career after your retirement, whatever the case may be. Financial situations where I have access to planning so that I can make that happen. News articles, I'll gravitate towards news articles about retiring early. Like this happens. And you all know my Thrive example. I'm going to give it really quick because we have a lot of new listeners. I pick a word every year. A few years ago, my word was Thrive. I did a vision board all around Thrive. My journal, the word was Thrive. Thrive was everywhere. I had Thrive on my bracelet. It was everywhere. And I looked at that vision board every day. I hung it in my office. So all of these things that were on my vision board started happening. And that's the same year that I was interviewed by Thrive Global Magazine as one of their power women. That's not a coincidence, Podsters. That's not a coincidence. I don't even really think it's manifesting. It could be. Well, I'll give you that. I'll give you that manifesting. It's also confirmation bias. So, Podsters, my point is my optimistic view that A, I can have a great back nine, that B, the quality of my days is up to me. And the quality of my days to me is more important than the quantity of my days. And that I get to decide who I want to be and that how I view my future impacts my future. I'm telling you, it's going to be epic. And I am thrilled to have you all along for the ride. Keep the suggestions coming for podcast episodes. These are all top of mind for me. We have some new listeners. I love that you're following the podcast. I need to know what you want to hear about. Because here's what happens. This is actually pretty interesting. I've been talking about Unmute Yourself for 5 years. The book is like a year and a half old. So a lot of the things that I talk about, I think people are sick of hearing about them. And maybe you are. And at the same time, a lot of you aren't. You say, can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? Can you talk about the other thing? So let me know what you want to talk about and I will add it to the queue. Keep the comments coming. I got a few texts this week from people who are adopting some of the suggestions from last week. And of course, if you like the podcast, rate it, follow it, share it, share this episode, particularly if you have somebody coming up with a big birthday or if someone is at a tipping point or a pivotal point in their life. You get to reinvent yourself anytime you want, provided you're willing to put the time and that you have the chops to do it. I love you. I wish nothing but the best for you this coming week. It's tax week. Hopefully y'all got your taxes in and I will talk to you next week. Peace out, Podsters. That's a wrap, Podsters. And before we go, I ask you, what's one thing from today's episode that you'll use this week to unmute yourself? DM me, email me, send a smoke signal, whatever you need to do. Let me know what you're going to do differently. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know and leave a 5-star review on Apple. This helps me spread our message of empowerment to more people worldwide. Let's do this.